Well, Amazon's on a mission, not the space mission. They already did that. They're on a mission to getting into your home. And in fact, getting a key to your apartment building or maybe even your individual residence. You heard something about this not long ago. We talked about Amazon saying they'd like to deliver the package and put it right inside your front door. Well, Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst, taking a deeper dive into the Amazon story.
Yes, Paul. And look, Amazon's made online shopping a breeze. They give you access to what seems to be billions of products, but now they may want access into your home. Amazon offering up financial incentives to landlords across the country to allow drivers into people's homes who are expecting a package. The initiative is called Key for Business, and services like it would work like this. A device is installed in the door. The driver also equipped with a scanner that is wirelessly connected to the device in the door. The door will only open when a package is scanned near the device. Otherwise, the door won't open. Now, this is mainly geared toward big cities with lots of apartment buildings, so the driver would drop off the package just inside the door of the building and not, say, into your apartment. There's obviously a number of issues with this. Of course, number one, allowing access to people who don't live in a building is problematic, but Amazon says they do background checks on delivery drivers, so they don't employ anyone with a criminal record. Another issue is, because this is over a wireless network, the possibility exists that it can be hacked to give bad actors an entry point into your home. Amazon says they've already installed thousands of these in apartment buildings across the country and is a win-win for everybody. Amazon says that the possibility of your package being stolen is cut down drastically, and they won't need to constantly buzz up to your apartment to make a delivery. They also say that they won't be losing money on lost packages, and their drivers can make deliveries much faster. Now, if you're a landlord, you could benefit financially from this too. Not only does Amazon install the device for free, but they'll throw in a $100 gift card to, you guessed it, Amazon as well. Now, at the moment, only the U.S. Postal Service has a way to enter apartment buildings in order to get to mailboxes here in the United States, Paul.
You know, I hate to be the bearer of obvious news, but the fact of the matter is, any device connected to the internet can be hacked. We've learned that already. And frankly, not only can be hacked, eventually will be hacked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got bad actors out there that are going to try to unlock doors by using this system that's set up for good things. They're going to try to take it over for bad things. And I haven't heard Amazon responding to that yet.
No, and I haven't either. And when I was digging into the story, it just seemed like it was a terrible idea. At every turn, I get where they're coming from, saying, "Look, we don't want your packages to be stolen. We want you to get your stuff when you're expecting it, and we want to be able to do that for you." And part of that is also gaining entry into your building, so we can go ahead and just drop your parcel off there and we can go on our merry way. All the while, our drivers are making deliveries at a much quicker pace. They're doing their job at a much faster pace so they can get to other things. It's just the normal way of doing business. But from a residential perspective, those doors on apartment buildings are locked for a reason, because you don't want people coming in that aren't supposed to be in there. And just because somebody is delivering, a new iPhone charger to my apartment building doesn't make them, necessary to be there. So I understand that they're saying, look, we do our due diligence. We make sure that we, criminally background check
all of our
duty.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems that. It almost reminds me of the gun argument, right? Like, you can buy a gun and be totally legal to buy a gun, but if something goes wrong, mentally, you got the gun and away you go. This is the same way here. Just because somebody has a clear background doesn't necessarily mean that they're necessarily safe to enter your building.
The service is dubbed the Key for Business, and they're saying it's a way to cut down on the stolen packages, as you mentioned, because you leave them in lobbies and not outside. And it, as you already mentioned, enables delivery workers to make the rounds faster. But interestingly enough, because I don't know that I've ever had a package stolen, but it says that fewer stolen packages reduce costs and could give Amazon an edge over competitors. Is this something they just don't talk about, or I haven't heard before? If your packages are stolen, You can actually call Amazon, say they were stolen, and get it resent at no additional charge?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And this is why for Amazon, they love it. Because, right, their drivers can make deliveries at a quicker pace. And if they're not having to shell out twice as much product for, you know, the price of one, they're on board with this. So for a simple delivery or for a simple installation for free to your apartment building and a very prized $100 Amazon gift card, you too could be involved in this business.
I got to give you my latest Amazon Prime story because it happened yesterday. I have decided, and I would suggest this to any parent listening, I'm giving everyone in the family a first alert smoke and carbon monoxide alarm that they can take with them when they're traveling. It even comes with the two AA batteries. This, after the fastest horses tragedy and the three kids dying and all of that, and I thought, this has got to be preventable. If you, in your life, are staying in hotels or other places, a friend's cottage, anything, take along a smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. They're easy. Genius. They're small. They're easily packable. I already gave one to Adam because he's going to be heading off to graduate school. And he said, well, I'll try to fit it in and pack it. I go, no, you have to fit it in and pack it. I went to the trouble of buying this for you. It's small. Yeah. It could save your life. But here's my Amazon part of the story. I ordered that yesterday morning, and it was here yesterday afternoon.
No.
Yes. I don't know how that works. Goodness. I don't know how that happens. It's astonishing to me. No wonder Bezos is the richest man on the planet. He figured out how to use all that computer technology that was sitting there anyway, and he realized the limitless potential of all of that technology, and he is using it. And we are benefiting from it. That's
astonishing. Well, Paul, let me tell you this. I'll tell you this. I don't know that as a child I would be very excited about a fire and carbon monoxide detector. But what a game! I mean, Paul, I don't even know they made travel detectors like that. It's genius.
Believe me, I looked hard for one that was called compact or travel, and this is the closest thing I came. It's the same size as one that you would hang on that you would have installed on the ceiling, for example.
Sure.
But you can just carry it around because it's battery operated. It's not hardwired. So since it's battery operated and you put it in a prominent place wherever they tell you in the directions, it's going to afford you some protection you don't have otherwise. Appreciate your hard work. Chris Renwick, our WJR senior news analyst.